Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Well, I just do like my podcast. Intro.
I don't know.
Yeah. You got a cappella?
The Colin Jettis podcast.
What the fuck? I don't know. I forgot the laptop. Oh, everything in the laptop bag, bar the fucking laptop. What's the crack, people? Welcome to the General Banter podcast. Coming at you live from Hollywood.
Yeah. How does it feel?
I turned around and pointed out the window that nobody else can see. Nah. But like, I tell you what, I'm drinking it in. Mm-hmm. Scanners.
Decent bakery. Like.
What's that?
That's an estate agent.
Yeah. Some money being thrown around in there.
What do you think? You think the air is nicer here?
It's all right.
Yeah.
Why would it be nicer?
It's just a good place, you know? Just a bit of something. There's just something in the air around here. You know what it is? Money.
Only joking. Sewage.
No, there is actually a sewage plant just down Kinnegar, just down there, like half a mile away. And when the wind blows in the right direction, it does smell like shit.
Yeah, well, that's anywhere. That's the risk you run being near the sea. You know what I mean? It's like there'd be some pipe going into the sea.
Well, that's a famous phrase, isn't it?
It's like
that's a risk you run.
My dad always said, "Fill me once, shit. The risk you live by the sea yeah. Gathers no sky at night, and it smells like shit."
Yeah,
yeah, that's the thing. It's the fishy whiff or nothing. You know what I mean? It's like the whole
name of your rap album.
The whole place is fucking Mourne Seafood Bar.
I love Mourne Seafood.
It's
a good spot.
It's weird. I'm not being sponsored. It's weird that it's like, you know, mountainous seafood.
What?
Mourne Seafood?
Yeah. But that's because it started.
That's like going buy this bottle of Sahara water.
There probably is a bottle of water called Sahara.
Probably, yeah. Just rub it in the faces of all those thirsty desert bitches.
Is this your podcast or my podcast?
I don't know. Like, I started off by going,
what's the Sean Hegarty podcast? What are we doing?
What's
here?
Happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter podcast. Today, my guest is Shane Todd.
Yeah.
And we'll stop there. And now you do the intro to yours, and then we'll just chat.
Oh, welcome to the Shane Toddcast. Please welcome my first ever guest, Colin Jettis.
First ever guest?
I've never had a guest on mine.
It's good that we're doing this because I feel like for some reason I've mentioned you every week for about the last 3 weeks.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. As a peer who is doing similar shit, but very different.
Yeah.
So I've brought that up.
Different
a lot.
Race.
Different race, yeah. sexual strain. I'm starting to use that instead of gender now. Which sexual strain are you?
What strain am I? Feline.
Just shoot your leg right up in there and lick your ball back.
We're on the same path.
Same path, but I feel like, because anytime I've brought it up, I've been like, this is the way I like a thing versus the likes of Shane Todd, who probably does not like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know. We're talking about vaginas. No, I was like, I think I was talking about like,
I think we're too,
when I recorded my thing versus when you recorded yours.
Yeah, I think we're two very particular people. Like, we like setups, especially for stand-up and stuff like that, in a very certain way.
Yeah.
And they are kind of different.
They are different. You know, even the way like you would progress through your career, yours would be traditional enough where it would be like, here's the steps, gradually, boom. Probably, you said to me about like one like a fucking Netflix TV show. You know, like it's very traditional almost.
Yeah.
Whereas mine would be more fucking like guerrilla style.
But then it's probably always been like that. You know, whenever we did world famous sketch series, LOL.
Shout out to LOL.
But where are the rest of the cast these days? Who knows? Yeah. Netflix.
Actually, but, never seen her again in public.
But I feel like even back then, it was kind of the same. Like I kind of feel like, okay, those are the steps that I'm going to take. And you were always just kind of doing like your own thing.
I think so, yeah. Not out of trying to be a badass, just like.
No.
Literally, some people are like, you can't be on this.
But then now, kind of, what you're doing is kind of what now everyone's trying to do that. partly myself included, you know, with the not doing a podcast, but the idea of just building your own audience, because the I think when we started getting into comedy and stuff like that, the path was always like, oh, you just do this for a wee while, and then if you're good at it, then you get like some sort of TV show. And that's not entitlement. I just think the thought was always, okay, I'll get to a certain level, and then you do that, and maybe you do a wee bit of this and that, but
then the industry takes over. But takes
care of you. It's just not the way of it.
And it literally never stops. There's like, you don't like hit a point where you can coast. Mm. Do you know, like, even if you sold out big gigs, you're like, here we go again.
Yeah.
Just fucking start over again the next year.
Yeah, and if you took a short break or whatever, you'd nearly need to build it all back up again. Not all of it, but some of it.
100%. Especially, even if you're doing stuff online, like, the way it drops off. Like, say you weren't there for a couple of months, and it actually happened to me. You get a certain amount of people on like Facebook 5-6 years ago. You could have put something up, and all of those people would have seen it.
Yeah, yeah.
And now you put it up, and you have to still pay for. Like, it might say fucking 100 whatever 1,000 people, but no one's seeing that till you pay for it. Like, so it changes all the time. How
do you do that? You boost stuff?
No, because if you can get away with it organically, I don't think you should boost.
Yeah,
because then they sort of, through the algorithms, think this account,
he will boost it.
This account boosts stuff, so you're not really supposed to.
I'll do it if it's like an announcement type thing, you know, of like, here's this gig.
Yeah,
you know, and that, but that's kind
it
of
it has to work, because some of the fucking ads I see all the time.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Where you've like looked something up briefly on Amazon, mm-hmm. and then it's like, hey, here's 15 options on a bracket that holds a camera on.
Yeah,
bro. Every fucking day for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
How did you think your special recording went? Did you enjoy it? How did you feel about doing it?
Definitely,
you've done a few now. Like,
I think the small venue was more enjoyable, because last year when I did it, it was the year. Yeah, it was 2 Ulster Hall nights, and it was. I enjoyed Ulster Hall so much more this year, knowing that it wasn't being recorded.
Really?
Yeah, because not that there's less pressure, but it's like one thing less to worry about, and I was just able to really enjoy it. And then I think filming it this time in a smaller venue was way better. I preferred the look of it, the sound of it.
Yeah.
But it nearly was, like, it's weird because the Ulster Hall gigs were way better than the special recordings. Because I think, I was saying this to you, where I definitely realised that there is like a ceiling on how many tickets you can sell, and whenever you are selling out quite a lot, you don't think of that. You go, I just keep putting on an infinite amount of gigs.
Yeah.
But it turns out you can't, because the Ulster Hall gigs sold out the first night of the taping, sold out really quick, and I was like, great, let's add as many more. And then it was just that second night where it just went and just stopped, and it was literally like,
yeah, you ran out at
people
like
going
2,200
very certain number
13 or something, and you're like, that's everyone that wants to go.
So I had to like say to a lot of mates and stuff, come down, bring as many people as you want. And it's weird because that night where it was people, where quite a few people hadn't paid, was actually a better night than the first one.
Mm.
So it was good. I don't know, it's weird when you actually record. Anytime I've recorded stand up 10 times, not for specials but just for clips and stuff, 90% of them don't go well. I don't know what it is.
It's crazy. I've experienced stuff before where I've like paid someone to film it, and then I've just maybe done a vlog where I've had a camera sitting there.
Yeah,
and you pull bits out of the vlog, you're like, fuck, that sounded like I was killing there.
Yeah,
and then you never get it in the fucking special bit. Like,
you see that of all the tour shows, see the Theatre at the Mill Newton Abbey gig. If I had, with hindsight, that is the one I would have paid for a big setup of. It was the best gig I did.
It's so funny because technically that should be my like hometown gig.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm not sure if I would sell anything in it.
Oh, you would. You would, because it's just people who...
Do you do the Mill or Courtyard?
Yeah, the Mill.
Yeah.
Because it's people who would travel down to your Belfast show, you know, so...
Getting to just stay there.
But then I think with a tour, you realise that it'll knock numbers off a big Belfast show.
Yeah.
Because people would travel from Derry, would travel from Korean or whatever. But it was fun to do. What are you going to do with your recording?
I don't know. I'm just going to edit it together and just see what it looks like as a whole thing.
Do you like editing? Do you not think it's weird editing your own stuff?
It was actually... It is weird, but it was like pleasantly weird, because I'd never had something filmed like exactly the way I wanted it filmed. You know, I've had stuff filmed from the back of the room on a stationary camera, but I've never been like, this is the sort of shots I want. I want you to handheld shots and from all these angles. And then when you see it back, and those guys are good cameramen, like, so there's just good timing where, like, I'll say a joke and I sort of turn around and the guy crashes in. It's a tighter shot on my face. And then you say like a punchline, big laugh.
Mm-hmm.
So like I was more giddy, like, fuck, that looks good. You know what I mean?
I think people as well, like, audiences are kind of good when it is recording. People are just a bit more
well behaved. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that, like, was
that
good.
That surprised me about your show because that layout, because it's the Limelight, which is a nightclub, so you don't associate it with being somewhere where you go and sit and be quiet. It was just so, everyone was so well behaved, yet up for it at the same time. Yeah. You obviously don't want people being too well behaved.
It was great. And Connor Keyes was handy to have there because he kind of like set out some house rules. He was like, this is recording, so don't be a dick. Like,
yeah.
And then, but I don't know, I was fucking shitting my pants. Like, I was so scared for some reason, and then just lost complete faith in all material. I was like going through halfway through jokes and all, and I was like, what am I doing?
Where the fuck
am I even doing this bit?
Yeah.
But I think I got away with it. Like, but then you forget when you can edit it, you can not completely fucking smoke and mirrors it, but you can definitely like
take a Def Jam laugh track.
Say,
oh!
Well, oh, cutting away to black people that aren't even there. Because it's Belfast, you know, white as shit. But you know, like, just like tighten pauses between bits or something. Just so that it's not as. And I mean, like, I think I only got one sort of heckle, but it actually sort of fed into it. Like,
yeah.
Remember when I was going over about creepy comedians and someone went, R. Kelly? But he isn't even a fucking comedian. Like, but,
yeah.
That was about the only heckle, really. And I was worried because the two shows I'd done in October, horrible hecklers.
So that's what when I went, I thought, shit, there is a chance that, you know, it's being recorded. People are going to want to be the stars of it themselves.
Yeah.
But it didn't happen.
Thank fuck.
You know, you say Belfast is a very white place, but Mickey's show last night, black guy.
Yeah, one black guy.
Mickey played a black guy, but...
I'll be back after the break. Comes back fully fucking minstreled up.
Didn't Mickey say he used to do material about it? In Lurgan, there used to just, growing up, there was just one black guy and his nickname was Johnny Nighttime.
Johnny Nighttime. Like, that's so racist that it's just funny. There is a point where it goes past, like... It's just ridiculous. Yeah. It's so ridiculous. Johnny Nighttime.
Do you get, like... You ever do a bit... and then see someone in the audience who that bit would, you know, say you've got like a bit about Asian people, and then you see, and because it's so weird in Northern Ireland to have anybody there who's not white, you ever like see someone and
you
go,
you think you shouldn't do the joke?
Or someone in a wheelchair and you go, well, this bit doesn't really offend anyone in a wheelchair, but.
No, I just fucking crack on because.
You go down to them, just right in the face.
Straddle a guy in a wheelchair, look him right in the face.
All right, Spokesy.
What's up, Hot Wheels? Drop the mic on. Can you hear me? Look me in the eyes. Drive me to the bar. I know it's only over there. No, but people appreciate it. Like, I remember doing, like, well, I mean, this is like, you know, it's supposed to be racist, but you're not really saying anything bad about doing like big black dick material at a gig in Manchester, and there was a fucking ton of black dudes killing themselves. The doorman was black. He fucking falling about, slapping people.
Yeah.
So things like that, it's like you could have easily just went, I've just like gritted my teeth and went for it, it worked.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I remember in the fucking, on that bus in Edinburgh, and Paddy McDonald of all people would go up and be like, ah, oh, fuck, there's a child, no, I can't swear in front of a child. And he sort of tailored his set a bit, and he seemed to just not do that well.
Yeah.
And then I went straight up and did like a fucking, I was like, oh, kids on a bus, I'm just trying to think of what material I can do. And then I did the Jimmy Savile bit.
Right.
But when I just introduced the joke, everyone fucking kills themselves because they're like, oh, this is going to be wild because there's a kid. And the parent wouldn't have the child there if they weren't.
Yeah, I think that sense of, oh, you're saying this shit in front of kids is great, because when I did Stendhal Festival, and then there was another one as well, I can't remember what one it's called, and I was doing...
Sunflower?
Sunflower.
Yeah.
And there was like the first year I did it, it was in like a barn. And it was advertised to be like adults only, but there was maybe 40 children and 15 adults. And it was one of the most enjoyable things ever. Because my brother was like young at the time. I was able to like make younger people laugh, you know, just mess about with him.
Yeah.
So I just started talking Wedgie to
them and shit.
Yeah, just beating shit out of a lot of kids. But then this kid got up on stage. He was really confident, and he was like, "Do you want me to tell a joke?" And I was like, "No, just sit down." And and he's like, "No, let me tell a joke." And then I got into a fight with him. You know, he like kicked me, and I was like, "The fuck you doing?
Fucking drop kick."
He's maybe 5 or 6, and I was like, "No, don't do that." And sort of pushed him a bit. And then him and then his sister got on stage, and they both started attacking me a bit.
Then you just fucking
I held my ground.
Just sat down.
Just Stone Cold Steve Austin dishing out stunners to them.
Smash. You know, I fucking when I did Stand Tall, there was a woman breastfeeding.
Oh.
As part of my act.
I thought they were an indie band. On the inside
please,
stage.
Welcome to the stage. My favorite band. Woman breastfeeding.
Here's our first song, first LP.
Do you remember when all
Milky Teat, here we go.
Do you remember when all Belfast bands sounded like that?
It was fucking General Fiasco, and then everyone was just there's something terrible about fucking singing with a Northern Irish accent.
Yeah. They probably got away with it. Like, their songs still sound good now.
Did you used to do the Gary Lightbody bit?
Yeah. All the way from here.
No harm to him. No harm, Gary. You got worse the older you got.
No, I think his voice sounds better now.
Wrong.
And that's not just because I asked him on Instagram to come on the podcast this week and he didn't write back to me, but
no, he fucking well, hopefully he doesn't hear this one.
I seen him
on something that was like, I was like, they were coming back to play somewhere and he just appeared and was like, bling, 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 and he's playing whatever song. He's like, light up, light up, I'll fire you. It's like, it sounded like fucking someone's drunk da.
I think that, I don't know if you're much of their new album, but some of it's really good. Some of it's really good.
That's the second fucking bullshit album.
He sorted me out with a bit of
weed. There's weed. That's for you, wee Shaney.
Anyway, no, meet me around there. All away from here. But no. Yeah. He sorted me out with a bit of Five Aside in LA.
Only you would not change your fucking like regime in a different, you know, like you'd be like,
brought boots.
You'd be like, guys, anyone know where I can get a fucking sweet haircut in LA? And you're like, can you not do without it for 5 days? Absolutely not. Fuck no.
I needed to know I was going over for a kickabout, and yeah, he sort of went. Went up to him.
What's
the
quality like? We just run rings around him.
It's one of those ones where, like, at the start, I was like, no, just because a lot of them are American, I was just have a laugh and you know, plot about. And then the last half hour, I was like, nah, forget this.
Fucking skinning them.
Messy mode. Full kit. Shin pads.
He's doing a cleansman on a basketball court. I've ripped my tits off.
Yeah, I went up to him in the gym, and I'd never met him before, and I was like, I went up, and I just said,
what gym is he training? At your gym?
The one I used to go to.
You go like 9 gyms?
Yeah, I go to 1 now. Oh, because one of them mugged me off. But but I went
by doing what, charging your monthly membership? Cheeky cunts.
Yes. Went up to him and was like, I just want to say, I just really love that new album, it's very good. And he was like, thanks. And then I was like, I know you're living out in LA, I'm actually going to be there in a couple of weeks. I know you play Five Aside out there, any chance you could introduce me to some people? And he was like, I'll just give you an email. And then I gave him my email address, and he was like, oh yeah, yeah. He goes, I've seen some of your stuff. And I was like, yeah, say it at the start.
Yeah. The football stuff. Gary, did you see that reel I sent you?
I mean, just for Dundrum United, bro.
Skinning my wee brother. Do you get that? No? Slide tackle and broke his shins. Do you get that highlight reel?
I should stop playing football.
Over the top of it, you just fucking.
If I lay here,
slow. <mo.
laughs> Do you know what's that like? Playing football, I still love playing football. I'm probably too old to do it, but I still do it. But I remember someone, like a mate, got his match filmed and showed us the footage, and it's like my level of football,
just hectic.
And you
it?
Think when you're playing,
oh yeah,
this looks good. Like doing neutral, this would be good. So bad.
Yeah. I did that once with jiu-jitsu. A fella called James Scott. Shout out to James. He lives in Vancouver or something there. And we filmed.
James, I'm going to be in Vancouver for shows next month.
I literally thought I was goddamn
yeah.
Just slinking about like a wee snake. And then I fucking seen it back and it was like, I pretty much just lay there for a lot and then just worked my way up to one move where I flipped them over and bucked them.
But bucked them.
It's just like, what's going on in your head? Because you're so out of breath. You're like, yeah. And then when you see it, terrible.
You got to take me to, I asked you during the week to take, what's the one where the people don't hit you?
Jiu-jitsu. Like not, it's not striking.
Yeah,
it's definitely very physical, but it's not like.
I don't want to be struck.
No, I don't just.
By disease, by hands, by anything.
A bus. Don't do, just don't do fucking boxing or kickboxing or something. Just do jiu-jitsu. Jiu-jitsu is rough, like, it's not.
Yeah, but you look at me.
You're not getting smacked in the face, which is a good thing. But yeah, I've definitely come out sometimes where like just my nose is like a fucking hickey, you know, like all
mushed
because it's just been pushed sideways for.
I don't like that.
Well, you get good at it then. No one does it to you.
Yeah,
you know.
Would I be able to start starting competitions?
Yeah, you can compete straight in. You can compete as early as you want.
No, like straight. I want that to be my first session.
Well, yeah, that would not be pleasant for you, probably.
I want to go to nationals, coach.
Fucking yeah, it might be rough your first to compete first time. Your first class will be rough, let alone your first, like,
yeah,
unless they, I don't know what their beginner program's like now. Maybe they don't, they used to let you roll as in like live spar immediately, and you'd get some guy come in who, like, you know, played fucking rugby for somebody,
right,
and was like, I fancy about all this jiu-jitsu carry on, and he's fucking built like a shithouse and just absolutely retard strength it, like I'm don't know what to do, and they just pick someone off the ground and just slam them down, and what are you doing?
You know, because I'm nimble, you know what I mean, like I can sort of
well, that's good, like
almost like evaporate at times.
Most people who are really good at jiu-jitsu are small.
Yeah,
you're not that small, but like if you're like wiry and lean,
I can definitely slip into gaps, like
it would, like I would do better at jiu-jitsu against like Dave Elliott.
Yeah.
If Dave Elliott was reasonably good, I would probably do better against him than I would against you if you were reasonably good.
Yeah.
Just because you're just hard to control because you're smaller. And
I'm also very...
Whereas, like...
I'm, like, very weaponized. You know?
Like a Swiss Army knife?
Yeah.
Dick comes out, knife.
If we talked years ago about just... I guess it was kind of banter about a comedian's boxing night.
Yeah.
But a
comedian's... Worst fucking idea ever.
I don't think people would do it.
It would be about, first of all, like, I mean, if you're talking about our immediate group of mates, what's going to happen? Who are you going to fight? Like, if you're talking like rough weight categories, Woodsy. You going to fight Woodsy?
Yeah.
He couldn't fight sleep.
I'd knock Woodsy
out. I think.
But here's the thing. Here's why I'm a bitch, right? I wouldn't want to fight anyone who could potentially beat me. You know what I mean? Like,
okay.
Like, there's not a mission. I'm going in there with someone who I'm like, he's going to knock me out.
Fight Kieran then. Use that footwork. Shout out to Kieran.
Like,
also,
that.
I nearly wound my window down driving along, you know, like the back.
Was he cleaning windscreens again? No. On the Westlake?
He's trying to sell Belfast fucking Live, or what do you call it?
Cleaning windscreen? Nah, you gonna suck your dick.
Did you lift Kieran? No, I put the window down. It was like Ormo Avenue, the you know, top of the limelight, and then you take a left.
Yeah.
And I was driving along, and I was like, fuck, where's Kieran? Put the window down. I was literally about to go, yeah! And it wasn't him. And I was like, another guy! Of similar stature. I was like, fucking literally window down, lungs full of air.
Do you remember we were like, the after St. Paddy's Day years ago, we were doing a gig in Edinburgh and we were driving to the airport and we were all like a bit hungover and that guy Richard Crothers was there and there was a guy who looked like a big fat ginger mole man. Like he had a real upturned like nose and glasses and he's horrific looking. And Mickey just straight away with a thing was like, Rick, look at that door, it's you. And Rick absolutely hated it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, everyone suffers the same. Like, how many things do you get sent that you look like them?
But at least it's just
like, you know, it'll be like a pro footballer or something.
Yeah,
oh, you look
like
this guy.
Yeah,
I'll get any fucking fat ball dude. Like literally that time in Oma. Hang on, but barf, I've had so much tea. That guy in fucking Oma, where he was like, she says I to get a photo with you. She says we're twins, and I was like, how the fuck are we twins?
Yeah,
how are we twins?
If only I'll find it and show you. But some guy sent me a message on Instagram and he's like, my missus says we're twins. And I fell right back and going, hey man, we're not.
Yeah, like you were premature for about a couple of months and fucking didn't develop properly.
Like he's still not fully out, you know what I mean? Like you're not out of the womb yet. But I wrote back, sweet.
We're twins. Unbelievable.
How many like out of all the like DMs you would get on the likes of Instagram, how many do you write back to percentage wise?
unless it's just a podcast question or something, probably like...
No, I mean, like, not like... No, I mean, like, not as a question.
Most of them, like, probably about 80%.
Oh,
like,
yeah?
Yeah.
I need up it.
It depends what it is, like, you know what I mean? If it's like... It was just like a reaction to something or something.
What about
know.
People saying you like funny videos or posts? You might like this, mate.
Yeah, I'll fucking have a look, like, see what it is.
Will you reply?
Sometimes.
Laughing emoji or something?
So, yeah, maybe. Yeah,
lol. I need to get back into that.
LOL. It's mainly fucking...
WDC, mate.
I don't know what... mainly what I get is, like, feedback on, you know, like, the podcasters. Yeah, they'll be like... there was some weird noise on the mic this week.
Yeah.
And you're like, sorry, mate.
Yeah, I'll re-record.
And like, where do you listen to this? And he's like, in fucking work with three sets of headphones.
I'm a welder.
I swim and I've got underwater headphones, which are real. And I wear them. And it's.
I haven't swam in a long time.
I literally was thinking about getting into it because we went on a wee spa hotel break there. And fucking, you know, it's like a theme thing. And you fucking put braces on your legs and, you know, stuff like that.
That was after your limelight show?
Yeah. But they have a pool and all down there. And it just feels good to get up and swim. And I was like, I literally might just, because there is a swimming pool near us. Like, I'm like, it's open at 7:30. Just go at fucking 7:30 and swim for an hour.
I could see you getting into like synchronized type swimming.
Oh, no doubt. With my fucking gymnastics background? Joking me?
You know, I used to go to gymnastics when I was a boy.
So did I.
I was really bad at it.
I was fucking... Do you know
I can I, see you being like a nimble type guy. Like, I can see you being like a gymnastics type guy.
I think I was good at tumbling. So they had like a...
Just falling?
They literally... I would stand and I would do this shit. And yeah. Then I would just like... But no, they had like a literally called a tumble run, and it was like a fucking runway that had springs under it, so you could just, if you did one backflip, the momentum would just keep you going. You could do like 15 backflips in a row.
Right.
But that's all I liked doing, because I was very thick and explosive, like my cack. Yeah. So I was good at that, but then bars and shit, I was crap at it, but I could just run and just do like 50.
You went to bars to do this?
Like, no, like the bars,
club,
you know, like
the gymnastics club take you to Witherspoon's on a Friday night.
This week's training session, lads, we're in Robinson's. See if you can fucking backflip off this table. Wait, that's how a man sexually assaulting you.
Do you know what? I don't mean this in a weird way, but I'd really like to see you make a video when it's all kind of blacked out and it's just you with a spotlight on you and you have, you know, that the stick with like the material on the end?
Yeah, the ribbon.
The
rhythmic gymnastics
thing.
I'd
like to see that. Yeah. I'd like to
see it a lot. Yeah, I wouldn't be against that at all. That's one of them things. You know, like those things, like a clapperboard before a film. You're like, who the fuck sells them?
Yeah.
That's another thing. Yeah. Is there a shop somewhere where you're like, where's your fucking, your rhythmic gymnastic ribbons? And they're like,
fresh out, bro.
Do we have them ribbons? We don't, but we can make you one. Out of a McDonald's straw and a fucking shoelace. I've actually held one. I think my sister had one once. They're fun because it's like, the thing's about fucking 50 meters long and you go like,
hypnotic.
Oh, it's magic to watch, bro. But yeah, I was good at doing backflips and that was it. And had no interest, even though it was at like Salto or what do you call it in Dunmurray, which was like pretty legit. That was where all the NI people trained. There's one badass dude lived in it and had a scrambler in the kitchen. Everyone what? Fancied it. It was like the weirdest shit ever.
He had a scrambler in his kitchen?
He lived in the place for some reason because he was like the top fucking...
Caretaker?
Gymnast. Well, I don't know whether he did a bit of caretaking there as well. See, right. Since you're here, mate, run a map around that fucking toilet. But he would literally come down, like, from there would be like a wee mezzanine area with a fucking ladder up to it, and he just lived in it, probably banged all the chicks.
Do you have a pole to come down? He probably did if he's gymnast.
I don't remember, but he might have had a rope. Even.
Probably jumped.
He did that shit where you climb with your legs out. Yeah, you don't use your legs and the rope climb. And he would literally have his fucking scrambler in the reception area. It's one of them
sure
things.
This wasn't a dream.
No, it's one of them things when you think back, when you were a kid, you were like, what a fucking badass. And now you're like, what a fucking loser. What are you doing, bro?
I remember.
You have no possessions, but you have a scrambler.
I remember a mate of mine, Marty, heard that another boy who was like kind of cool, he's full of paramilitaries now.
From
about Hollywood. He, you know, when people used to like cut their jeans up a wee bit, like an inch up your jeans to like let them go over your boots.
Yeah, let his cat boots in.
This guy did it with tracksuit bottoms, like
swag.
Just a bit. And
swag.
Yeah, my mate Marty then repeated that and everyone's like, the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
I don't know what reminded me of that in that story.
Yeah,
but
there's a lot of shit. oh my god, how many do you ever do a bunch of shit when you're younger and you're like, oh, I think that was cool, and now you're like, what a cock.
For sure.
I saw a photo
anything of me. You did when you were younger.
I saw a photo of me, right? And it was from, do you remember M&D's theme park
in Scotland?
Oh yeah, bro. And I was standing there and I was looking all badass and the jeans were literally like ridiculous, you know what I mean, like they
big Ric Flair,
they just went out like fucking,
yeah,
like that, and then you would see like the front of your toe, and I was wearing like Adidas Superstars, these giant jeans, and then I was wearing like there's a make called Spitfire,
right,
which make wheels for skateboards, but their t-shirts are way cooler than this thing, and mm-hmm. it's a big head with flames on it,
right,
and then also a beanie with flames on it, bro.
Oh, hello ladies.
And I'm just standing there like trying to look all badass, like, yeah, I know I'm here with this bullshit, and, yeah, you know, yeah, like eating like candy floss, but begrudgingly because you're, yeah, hard as fuck, like,
yeah,
it's just stinking. Trying to look all badass, look like fucking like a Limp Bizkit roadie.
Speaking of
that's the name of this podcast, by the way.
What one thing I definitely regretted when I was younger was
sex change.
Whenever I was, I should have stuck with it. I was killing it as a girl, but whenever I was in, I think it was P7, I had a best mate called Chris McBride. Shout out Chris McBride if you're watching. I haven't spoken to you since school, but
gang gang.
Hope you're well. And I fell out with another boy in the class called Andrew Brown, and we were all friends, and
the most made up names of all.
Yeah, I said to Chris McBride in art one day, I said, you had a choice to make here, Buster. You either go with me or them. And there was like another four guys who had fallen out with me, and then he was like, right, okay, I'll think about it. And then about a week later I was like in the playground, I'll go, have you made up your mind yet? And he's like, oh yeah, I decided, like straight after he asked me. I've been mates with these guys ever since.
That's why I haven't spoke to you.
Yeah, I hated it. And then there was like class basketball, like our class was playing a basketball match, and none of those guys passed to me. I was deceptively very good at basketball, mm-hmm. which is a bit like you with gymnastics.
You've told me this before, I think.
Don't look like a basketball player, but I genuinely would think that if I maybe don't play football next year, I would nearly just NBA. Play for like a local basketball
NBA team. Dreams.
WNBA.
I would say even local basketball teams are like big boys.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
You probably need to have done it, but like I'd like to
fucking, what do you call him, fucking Bugsy Hoop, what's dreams? His name,
Bugsy Malone.
It sounds like that. He's like the smallest basketball player ever.
No, I don't think statistically I'd be the smallest basketball player ever. I don't think I'd be up there, but I think I'd be small for a basketball player. There's no way I'd be the smallest player ever in the NBA.
I would just love to, you know, like if you were like bullshitting me the way Mickey does, you know, like, oh, I fucking black belt in taekwondo, and then he spinning back kicks up the air and near dies, and you're like, no, if I quit football I'd really like it, and you're just, yeah, full dog shit. Yeah. Bang, you've got your wee net at home, it's about four
Jordan
what do you call that movie with
doing
fucking
all like underarm throws.
What do you call that film with fucking Philip Seymour Hoffman in it? He's like, make it rain!
And he Along Came Polly.
Yeah, he's just fucking...
I watched that literally like last week.
I mean, it's a classic. What kind of that?
Basketball. When you said caretaker, that reminded me of the I Am Fighter video that me and you made.
Oh, yeah.
For that
never seen them. Never seen the light of day.
Oh, because that's when I did that character, Wee Marty, and the idea was that he was a caretaker in the local leisure centre. Like, we must have made that video the day of the show.
Easily.
In about 15 minutes.
I've done that many times since as well. Yeah,
but nothing as bad as that. You remember, like, there was no plan for it. We were just like,
Let's just roll with it, see how it goes. Yeah, and you're wearing a fucking silk kimono.
And a Blackburn Rover shirt with Shearer 9 on the
back. Did you even buy that kimono as a joke?
No, my mum got me it. Tenerife for him. Chinese kimono.
Yep, big seller over in the fucking Canaries.
It was sexy, though.
I remember, you were talking about, like, kids when you were younger. I don't know if I've told you this. I mean, you're talking to the guy who, like, will look at a pair of shoes and be like, no one's going to wear these. I'll buy them.
Yeah, how much?
You know what I mean? Take my PIN number. But I remember in primary school, or in a nursery. No way they always have...
Shoes in nursery, bro?
No, I don't know why the fuck they have these, like... It's just like a fucking water tank. Do you remember those? And it's like, oh, you can play in the water.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they're like, why? Yeah. And there's, I don't know, fill a cup and pour it in another cup. There's a wee boat. What the fuck are we doing here? Place is a mess. Don't know why. Do it in the sink, you know, you fucking loser. I remember being humiliated one time when the girl was like, pouring water. She goes, so can anyone tell me what color water is? And I went, you got it, bitch. And she goes, go ahead, Colin. I went, silver. And she was like, no, it actually has no color. And I was like, well, it depends what's, fuck you. That was one humiliation. The second one was, got water in my shoes one day. And they were like, shit, we'll have to dry these before your parents come back. So they took the fucking shoes and like put them in the radiator or something. And in the meantime, they're like, you just wear these wee slippers in the meantime. And they were My Little Pony slippers. And I was so scundered that I went and hid in like a tube slide.
Tried to kill
yourself. Just halfway down the slide. And they're like, Colin, you coming out? I was like, nope. Not till I get my fucking Puma King trainers back.
So the worst thing about that what color is water thing,
yeah,
is that my wife is
my wife is
30. And last week I went, here, when we were in Rome, I went, what color is water? Her, oh no, what color is that water? Because we were passing like a lake. She went, blue. And I was like, so bad you think that. It's clear. Like,
yeah.
Doesn't have a color.
It's good that you just have little trivia tests though.
I was that...
Keep her on her toes.
I was that...
Capital of Hungary, go.
Budapest.
I know, that was me just doing a
person. Oh, right. I don't even know if it is.
I think it is.
Yeah, yeah, it is. I'm really good with capital cities. But like basketball. Basketball and capital cities, you know me. And Gary Lightbody impressions.
Hoops and capitals. Nothing but net.
But the... Huh?
What were you going to say? Gary Lightbody? Something about Gary Lightbody?
No, before that.
Colour of water.
No.
Rome.
After that.
Wives.
Nah, fuck, it doesn't matter.
Fuck's sake.
It really doesn't matter. Is that an old age? Do you panic at this age? Because we're now both over 30. Do you ever like forget something? You go, oh no, this is it.
No, because I've always been shit at that. Like,
oh, nursery school?
Oh yeah.
So I used to do this in a show years ago. I was that shy whenever I started nursery school that I was under a table, but like you being halfway under a slide.
Mm.
I was just like under a table on my first day.
I was halfway down the tube slide. And I stopped myself.
And that's so sad. And the leaders were, the wee like leader, the teachers were like, what's your name? And I said,
Shane Todd.
So like fast and low that they thought I said Shento and just called me that for several days.
You think they would have Shinto. Some sort of paperwork
record,
where they could look at and be like, no, his name's actually Shinto.
I maybe think they think that's what I was called at home. You know what I mean? So that I'll call him that. We Shinto.
Shinto. I don't know why that's the most smick name of all time.
Shinto.
We fucking Shinto. I don't know why. That's the name of your new show. Shinto.
I want to be called that from now on.
Shinto.
We found out, I've got another new nickname, which is Sumo. Because, I found out that my arms are sort of too long to do a deadlift, so I've got to do it in the sumo stance. So I just like people to call me sumo now.
Your arm? What do you mean? Like,
my arms are just way too long to do a deadlift.
Why does it matter?
Just trust me, it does. I can't.
So like you squat your legs a wee bit and your hands like hands are like bundled up on the floor like a hose.
My back is too high in the air. Like, my back's probably the same height as me, but in the air.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm bent over too far. By the time I come back up, it takes like 15 minutes to get from bar to like touching my knees.
As they like unravel off the floor and just
Come
up.
It's weird because I have like really long legs, really long arms, but a very short body.
Okay. You know? Stretch Armstrong?
Yeah.
Okay. I have like very small dimensions. Like I should be a dwarf.
Yeah.
But I'm about 6 foot.
You're like tall dwarf?
Like people are like, loads of people say to me, oh, you're way taller. Like, I thought you were, like, 5'4".
Yeah.
I thought you were just, like, round and small.
That's, like, the comedian William Thompson. I don't know why, but before I met him, when he was doing videos, I thought he was, like, a very tall guy. And then when I met him,
I remember you saying that. You're like, I thought he was a big beefy rugby boy.
Yeah. He's like, not.
No. Actual dwarf.
Yeah.
Shout out to Willie T.
Yeah, he's very funny.
We gave him a bunch of slaggins before, so, like, describing him, like, he looks like a mafia boss's son and all that. Yeah. And then, you know, Tom Salino, all that shit.
Very funny. He's probably the best. He's probably the best new guy. He's not new. He's been doing it for years, but like he's the best young guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, cause especially when it's like just stage presence and just being able to talk and stuff. Because people like Mark McCartney and that who like have class material, but maybe you know maybe couldn't like MC a night or chat to people.
Yeah,
or,
he wouldn't get like, and not it wasn't that long ago where I got out of it where like. I would go on, I'd be able to do my set to a good level, but if something happened or like
completely
the audience
derailed.
Weren't feeling it, I wouldn't know what to do. Whereas when William was doing some of my tour shows in Scotland, he was like MCing for the first, in a 10 minute set, he was like MCing for the first half of it, and only then was he doing his own material, you know, and that's like, that's something that takes a long time to build, but he sort of has it now. He's good. I like that there's...
He laughs like a dolphin.
Yeah. He has the Adam McCann laugh.
Yeah,
was it different? But it's a similar level. But it's a loud laugh.
Yeah. It's as loud.
Yeah,
where you're like, we get it.
Yeah,
you know, I love where Adam McCann will send me a voice note of him laughing. You know, if you text something funny, like.
Fucking shirt.
Then it cuts off.
Because he's been laughing up until he started recording.
Oh yeah, he's put his pin code in. He's like, 2-2-2-2-2. Opens Messenger. And you get the last third of the laugh. He's been laughing for fucking a minute and a half at that point. Oh fuck me. How'd you enjoy your wedding?
Loved it. People said, well, the main thing people said before him was, you're not going to be able to take it in. It'll go by in a flash. And it did go by quick, but I felt like I was able to sit and enjoy it. And
yeah,
it was great. There was no drama. She said yes.
She did.
She showed up. And is that my phone?
That's my phone.
All right.
I wonder if she'd answer this real quick. We'll let it roll. I'll cut this middle bit.
Don't worry. I can fill. Take it, please, Colin. All right, no worries. Guys, welcome back to the Shane Talkcast. If you could all do me a favor and just go to Colin Geddes podcast on SoundCloud and just click that unfollow button. And no, I'm joking. Yeah, I was acting the big man there, being like, I can take over here, but I'm lost. Unless it's, you know, if it's my own podcast, fine. But now that there's an empty seat, I just start to feel sad. Because Colin should be on that, or Dave, and it's just a lot to think about. I'm mainly just thinking about basketball, and, you know, I really should just get myself a pair of Air Jordans and head to Downpatrick Leisure Centre. It's probably my nearest leisure centre, and just start dunking on boys so bad. Is that what you say if you want to get into basketball? Is that what you say? Do you just show up at a leisure centre and be like, "Hey man, what's a crack? What's hey man, what's the protocol if I want to dunk on boys?" You know, they probably say like, "Oh, you can't do that in the showers here," you know, because we've had too many complaints. I'm just looking over at the Charmin Mao mug that I bought Dave for Christmas. I don't know why he's obsessed with Charmin Mao, but he is. We'll probably cut this out of the main video, unless you want me to just do a bit more light body. Here we go. I'll sing it one last time for you. I really did ask him on my podcast this week. Then we really have to go. Although it was a response to his Instagram story, and he doesn't follow me, so he probably won't have seen it. But I probably has seen it and won't want to do it. All right, mate.
What am I talking about?
I was just talking about how I was like, Colin's away. I was like, unfollow his podcast, get on mine, I've got it. And then I ran out of steam pretty quickly, and I just started to get sad and miss you.
Do you think you have the balance right with the two types of podcasts you have? Because if I had a podcast with segments,
yeah,
I'd fucking give up after 2 days.
No, because...
Or do you fulfill it with your own podcast, kind of?
Yeah. Yeah, my own is just like a stream of... consciousness, whatever, just talking shit, a bit of every. I see mine more as like letting people know what I've been up to, you know, whereas the Boytown podcast with Dave is more segments, and there is a wee bit of that, but they're two very different types of podcasts.
Do you ever get the sort of feedback, like, I get a lot of shit where, like, if I have Mickey on, it'll be like, do more with Mickey, or you should just do it on your own, or do fucking, don't have fucking Maureen on ever again. It's all, everything's conflicting. Some guy goes, your podcast should be half an hour long.
Yeah.
And
I went,
and you should suck my dick and balls.
But then someone will go, it should be 2 hours long. You know, so there's no like...
Anyone that listens to podcasts loves long podcasts.
Yeah. I think the crack is just do it, and then whatever it is what it is. And you have the choice to listen to it or not.
I don't know how many times I've explained that. I'm like, listen, if you there are a million podcasts, listen to another one.
I need to get... just more into the way of it. Like, I was doing my own every week, and then just with a wedding and stuff and Christmas, I was like, I'm not just going to do it for the sake of it. You know, I didn't think I could devote the little time that it takes to do it, to actually do it. But now I'm back in the way of it. I think it's just about, for me, picking a day of the week and going, I do this not that I release it every day because I already was doing that, but the actual record. Yeah. I go like, right, I'm going to record every Tuesday now. I think that's better for me.
Oh, yeah.
Because sometimes, you know, you do it and it's only been 3 days since the last one, so nothing's really happened. And then I just droll on a bit. So I don't know. I think I'm still finding my feet with, I think the one with Dave is kind of, we're in the rhythm of it. We could do one at 2 minutes notice. We don't need to set anything up beforehand. And not that I always set anything up for my own, but I would write out maybe a list of, oh fuck, I must remember to tell that story or that thing that happens. Do you do that? You sort of like write stuff
just out? Just stuff that I definitely want to talk about. Or
but like stand-up bullet points.
Yeah. Right. Because it's kind of like, there's especially, I always get annoyed if like I've fucking screenshotted something and I forget that I've screenshotted it to talk about it in the podcast, and I'll see it and I go, fuck, I meant to talk about that because it would be funny. Like, But yeah, I don't know. It's just, you just get a million fucking opinions from people. Like,
yeah.
Your podcast, you know, just fucking, but it's ridiculous shit. Like, you shouldn't have painted that background black. That's one I got. Because it was a green screen before, and they're like, you should have just left it a green.
Yeah.
What?
Holding up a Dulux color chart in your next one. Just say when. Just say when. I don't know. I think it's been really good for me for material.
Yeah. Like, especially sometimes you'll just even week, remember stuff that you forgot about, like, you know, that fucking My Little Pony episode there.
Yeah, like, and being like, the mental image of you being halfway up a slide and stuck there is very funny to me. Very funny.
No, the worst part was I was coming down and I stopped myself.
Yeah. No, with that's,
the good,
yeah.
I mean, in fairness to the My Little Pony slippers, decent tread on it. Yeah. Stopped dead.
Serious purchase on it. But
and then just fucking shaking, sweating the rest of the time.
Yeah. I like doing a lot. It's been good having, I think, now that I'm doing it with Shane Walsh, who's kind of just able to take care of more of the technical stuff, that's good, because I'd still be liable to do
he does your one
and just having the video element to it, because I did that ages, like Dave and I did that on a wee GoPro so long ago, and then we stopped it because the quality was bad. It was taking me too long to actually figure out how to do it and condense it, all that shit. But just having a bit of help with it now is definitely what I need.
If you can get if it gets it out quicker, like, but I fucking, like, I bought this new camera for podcasting, and it's just, it's the only one that records constantly.
Yeah.
And I bought that, and then, because it's a good camera, the footage is fucking huge now, and I'm like, oh, this is a new problem.
Oh, right, okay.
You go to a fucking export one, it's like 189 gigs or something, you're like, for fuck's sake, here's another bridge to cross.
Do you make any, like, with it being, like, January, do you do any goals type thing you
for the year?
Yeah
This is about the first year I've actually done it.
I didn't do it last year, but I did it like the 3 years before, and I just remember thinking back to some of my ones from like, say, 2016, and they were just, when you really consider it, so unrealistic. You know there's some of them more like the live stuff I was kind of able to do, but outside of that, there's some I want to
put on 6 stone of muscle. I want to be black.
I was probably closer to the end of some of them than I am now. I don't know, it's weird. I've had the feeling recently that, like, I'm building momentum with the live shows, which is good because stand-up is the thing that I love the most, so that's great. But just some of the other type stuff, I mean, I've never like hidden from the fact that, like, I want to have a TV show. Yeah. I definitely like love the online stuff because, you know, you can edit it yourself. It's you quick, put it out whenever you want. You can say whatever you want. But there's still, as uncool as it is, there's still something for me, and I'd love that. I'd love to have like a series of something. But something that I really want to do, because I think back then, and whenever we were doing like LOL, and even for a good few years after, I kind of would have nearly done anything.
Yeah.
Presenting. You want me to present? I'll be a presenter.
Yeah.
And now I know that I don't want to do that.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's maybe fucked me in the past, where I wouldn't do anything.
Right.
Unless I absolutely could do it the way I wanted to do it. But so I ended up not getting even asked to do a lot of shit.
But I think that's helped you build the following that you have, because you are your own person, you know? So people are like... But I think people really like that and recognize it and respect it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the thing with the TV stuff is, like, I literally have about 3 or 4 things that I could go ahead and make pretty much independently.
Yeah.
I could literally, like, I've had ideas about, like, you know, like it was a thing me and Mickey were talking about called We Should Be at Work, and it was us just going and doing like ridiculous shit
in the daytime. Right. That's great.
Mixed with a podcast. So you would be talking like this, only it would be shot a lot nicer in a nice setting. And that would cut in with the actual fucking experience.
Right.
And that could be done fucking tomorrow. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like it doesn't require anything. But it's just like, is there a way to fucking get a bit of money even? I know people do like crowdfunded things and stuff. Yeah. If you could get a bit of something to pay cameramen and stuff so it was done well, and then put it up somewhere.
I think the annoying thing with stuff like that is it's so much admin and organizing to do the first one. But once you did the first thing, you would just be like, all right, this is just the way to do it now.
You could do fucking... You could literally shoot all of them in a week. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You could do it all in a week and do all the podcasts in one day.
Yeah. Because we talked about years ago and then not that long ago about, you know, making a film or something about doing... Remember we're going to do that wrestling thing?
Yeah.
And that would be...
The only thing that stopped me doing that was I have no idea about wrestling.
Yeah, yeah. Me neither.
I would have been But it would be watched by wrestling people like, what's this?
But all you're doing there is kind of bringing together, you know, people like we know. But if we were given some sort of small budget,
yeah,
you could get a great crew together for that tomorrow.
Yeah,
and people who would want to do
even the ones that shot. I mean, I basically fucking poached them off your thing, but everyone that shot those two specials, like you're watching it back and you're like, if you'd have paid a fucking company $100,000,
yeah,
it would look like that. It would look the same, like,
yeah. I think, I think I'm way more of that mindset now of just doing my own thing, because I think my stand-up has got better because I've stopped trying to be the act that I think will lend itself to getting a TV show or something like that.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I think back in the day it was like, well, maybe not going to...
If I just do some good, clean humour, people will fucking...
Yeah, and it was just even like the style of it and... some things like that. And then it was maybe about 3 years ago where it was just like, nah, I'm just definitely just going to do it the way I want to do it. And the first gig I did of my tour, one of the first ones, me and you went down to Dublin on the train,
mm-hmm.
and I near had a breakdown on the way back. Remember, I was like, because it was horrific. It was the loveliest crowd, but the stuff just didn't connect, didn't land. And then it was only on the way back that I have a real realization of like, I'm not really just doing the stuff that I want to do, that I find funny.
Yeah.
And since I've done that, it's got way better, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, you just have to, I mean, it's the fucking oldest shit in the book, but it's like, if you have to be yourself or else it's like fucking worthless.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You know, which is why I'll get on the lap of a guy in a wheelchair and I'll look him right in the face and I'll be like, this is about you.
Yeah.
Okay. And if he's black, bonus.
Yeah, doubling up. But yeah, I mean, even it's like the sort of the new path, if you like, of just doing it yourself and putting it out yourself is way better. Like I think I told you I was working on like a sitcom script for about 9 months there, drafting it, redrafting it, and like recently kind of it looks like it's probably not going to go where I think it's going to go or where I want it to go. And you know, people are sort of saying, right, well, what's the next thing? What are you moving on to? But why do you need to? You know, I could just go and shoot that. Whatever.
Yeah, 100%. You could, yeah.
And
a lot of the time, if it's like a pilot or something, it's more valuable that it already exists.
Yeah,
Someone like reading a thing and being like, I don't get this bullshit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's better to be like, just, you can actually fucking see it. Like.
And I think as well, like, you know, say if we had done that wrestling thing or if we did something similar, you know, I think that's something we would be able to take people like into the making of it. You know, if you're on a shoot day or whatever and you're messing about and doing some silly Instagram stories, or you've got someone shooting a bit of B-roll and you release that every once in a while, it will build up such a momentum of people going, I can't wait to see the finished thing.
Yeah.
As opposed to just the finished thing being like.
Yeah, 100%. And you're way better doing something like that and giving it to the people who 100% want to see it.
Yeah.
Than it like going out on a bigger fucking network type thing,
mm-hmm.
where people might see it but not really give a shit about it. Like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know. What's your goals for 2019?
So this is the first year I didn't really do it like I've done it before. I think last year I did have the waterfront in mind. I did want to do that. So that's happening. It'd be interesting to see what it's, because the first time I did the Ulster Hall, I was going, this is too big, really. Uh-huh. But the more I've done it, the more I've really relaxed and gone, okay, well, now I know it's just a slightly different skill set to playing it. You got to approach it slightly differently. Even your body language, you know, you got to look at more people and stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm okay with that. And I think it's going to be way different doing the waterfront. So I'm like nervous and excited about that.
But I actually think, I don't even think it's a crowd size thing for the Ulster Hall. I just don't think it's a good performance space.
I mean, it's a very high ceiling.
It's very high and it goes away back. Whereas like the waterfront even feels like it comes around you like that.
Yeah.
Even though it's fucking twice the people or whatever. Yeah. You know what I mean? So like, I think it'll probably be better. You'll probably enjoy it more.
I think another sort of goal is put out a sketch or some sort of video content every Tuesday. Like once a week. Tuesday was just landed on because of Dave's other podcasts come out and stuff. So I started that last week and I'm just going to keep that up. I think that's in terms of like not having the boost posts, I think if people know something's coming out, then that's better.
Oh yeah, totally. So I want to do like that. Fire Alarms and Hog did that and it's fucking got them very far.
Yeah,
like.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's definitely the way to go.
Mm-hmm.
It's all fucking, no matter what the fuck it is you can do, as long as it's like regular shit.
But it's hard to like, if you know, could we film something, got Aaron Butler to film something on Monday and probably had a cut by Monday afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
It's very difficult to even 24 hours not put it out because I'm going like, I'm going to put something out every Tuesday.
Yeah.
But I just want to put something out straight away.
As soon as you beat it, yeah. Well, a good way to do that is like schedule it. It's because it feels like you've done it. Yeah, and then it'll just go up in the background.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what the fuck I want to do with like online content and stuff because like the idea of sketches and stuff just doesn't even fucking appeal to me anymore for some reason.
Right.
Don't know why.
I think the a good thing about, or I think we would have a joint approach to as well, like not worrying about things like numbers.
No.
You'll get people who will say, I want to build, I want to get this to this amount of subscribers or that, but it really just has to be the people who are interested in it. And if that's a certain amount, then that's fine, you know.
Yeah, and I mean, I've had like, it just depends. Like if you make something that's like hot on that day, it might get loads of hits, but it's not like good stuff. It's just because it was hot. And then there's other stuff where like, you know, some certain videos I make where like you notice just the comments coming back and back and back, even though like I put up a podcast clip where there was like a wee guy at something and he's like, you know, my dad brought me out to believe that gays are, and that clip gets tags and stuff all day every day and it's only got about 80,000 hits,
right,
whereas there's ones that got like fucking 500,000 really quickly
in a couple of days
and then just stopped. It just died in the water. So it doesn't matter, fuck. And then also just like even Facebook likes don't matter because they're not all seeing it, you know what I mean? It's just like you go, this is how many people have liked this page, but I'm not selling tickets to fucking 30,000 people.
You know what I mean?
There'll be about fucking 3,000 see it.
Mm-hmm.
If you're lucky, look. It's weird. Weird shit.
More, I think we should do more days. Like remember we did a day here. We didn't actually end up using the sketch. But
the camera or the battery and the thing fucked up.
But I think that stuff like that is good.
Yeah, there needs to be, I mean, like, there definitely should be more collaborative shit going on.
Yeah, especially with this, like, we don't really make use of this space. We will more in the new year.
Yeah.
But, like, I'd like us to do a lot more stuff together. And there's such, we're actually just having renovations.
It's a one-man upright pool. It's a phone box full of water.
So we want, but, like, there's so many people who are good in front of the camera, like mates of ours, where you can just go, can anyone jump in this?
Yeah.
And everyone would be great. And now there's behind the camera people as well.
Well, that's the real issue, is like, I might be the only one who can use a fucking camera.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't even use this new one. But you know what I mean? Like, who really shoots and edits their own shit, really?
No one.
Nobody, really?
Yeah.
And even the young ones, you know, you think Aaron McCann be switched on? Gimp? Absolute fucking glue bag.
I'm surprised that there's not more people locally who do it comedy wise. Like, you don't even hear really of like younger people sort of coming through and go, fuck, this guy's putting a lot of stuff out there.
Younger people?
Yeah.
Nah.
In comedy, like, there really isn't.
No, and I don't know why, because it's I mean, some people see it and they go, there's literally like money left on the table here.
Yeah.
And if you put enough work in, you make enough videos and you do enough shit,
yeah,
it'll ramp up pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody should be doing it, you know what I mean? Yeah, I don't know how many times I've told fucking Mickey, and I'll just have a podcast or something. He'll go, feel weird talking to myself.
Yeah,
you're like,
yeah,
well, figure it out. Do it with someone else. Do a regular thing.
Yep.
People need to fucking see you to come see you.
I think he'd be great regularly on the Fellowship podcast.
Yeah.
Not just because they're all from Rogan, but that's one of the ones like yours and Dave's, and there's quite a few that I would like listen to sometimes, and anytime he's on that, it's great. Really, yeah, suits him, like.
Yeah. And it would probably give it a bit of a boost numbers wise, carrying his like social media into it.
Yeah.
You know? But yeah, it's fucking. And Mickey will do that thing. Just shout out to Mickey. Mickey will turn around in fucking 10 years and be like, what should I about to do a podcast on?
Yeah.
Like, okay, here we go.
Yeah, just.
Because the other night he was talking about that Limelight show, and he's like, I've never felt that before. I was like so fucking jealous. And you're like, anyone can do it.
Yeah.
Anyone can book the fucking Limelight and just do it. Like,
yeah.
I mean, that's, I think the mistake I made was I wanted to call it that sort of special, General Banter, which was the name of the old show, even though this was like kind of a mixture of
old and new stuff.
But I think that hurt the ticket sales a wee bit, because people were like, General Banter Live, is it the podcast or is it the show or what is it?
Okay, right.
So I think that'll be the last time I name anything that.
Yeah, yeah.
Any of the podcast nights will just be like the podcast, General Banter podcast.
Yeah.
Even though it's gone beyond like a podcast now, it's more like a fucking, nearly like a show. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like a lot of shit and maybe some videos and like, you know, throwing some dildos around or whatever.
That I really liked, and people, I mean, I guess it was tough getting everyone's stuff in for a certain day and stuff, but like when we did that thing, Hack Job.
Yeah.
That was great, but that's something that like people probably only now are like discovering. You know, some people are like, Flip, you know, I can't believe you guys all did this, you know, like once a week, and people threw stuff out. But yeah, I think going forward, yeah, it'd be good to do more collaborations.
I mean, the Hack Job thing wouldn't be a bad idea. If you could, like, I mean, the best thing to do with that is like find a format for a sketch and do about 6 of them.
Yeah, we did that the first time.
Yeah, and put like one out every fucking once in a while, like.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe that's another thing to look into. But again, you did that, and then a couple of months later, you went in for meetings for like late license.
Yeah.
And it was the same shit. They were like, one of sort of fast paced sketch show and all. Yeah. You're like, and I literally showed Jackie Hamilton. I was like, is it a bit like that? And he's like, yeah, and who cut that for you and everything? And you're like, me.
But I think that's definitely going to be, well, it has to be more of a thing going forward of you just bring broadcasters a pre-made thing.
Oh, yeah.
And go, here it
is. And then they just copy it and fucking.
No, before you know what I mean? You go,
yeah,
here's a show I'd like to put out.
Yeah.
And they go, tell us about it. And you go, nah, I've made it. Would you like to put it on?
Yeah. Would you like to pay to have it shot properly?
I tried to do that with my last stand-up, the one film, Nostra Hall. Now, looking back on it, probably wasn't a bad thing that it didn't, because I liked it, but I think like this year's show's better. But like, you know, there's no reason like people couldn't take pre-made stuff.
Yeah. I think you should always think that like your last shit wasn't your best shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, instead of going like 3 specials ago, I was on fire, bro.
Yeah.
And now it's shit.
Yeah.
You should always be cringing watching the old stuff. Like,
oh, for sure, yeah.
But then, you know, most people aren't fucking professional comedians.
Yeah.
So that level of funny, and that level of funny is still in the bracket of funny.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So, yeah. I don't know. That's about it. Yeah, that's it. Very relaxed podcast today, isn't it? Very, like, very in-depth chat, you know what I mean?
I like it. I think people, though, like, as a comedian, but also, like, as just a listener and someone who's interested in podcasts and comedy and stuff, it's always interesting to hear, if you're into stand-up, okay, you hear comedy podcasts and people are, like, joking about and stuff, but when people talk about the ins and outs of kind of what to do, it's interesting because you wouldn't have a clue about it. People think you do stand-up.
I don't know whether that's a good thing or a bad thing.
Well, the people
would listen to the thing and be like, oh, well, here's what I do. I just do a couple of open mics and then I'll book some cameramen and someone let me headline at fucking Lavery's or the Empire.
And you get a BBC show.
And then I'll just swing in there, a couple of Netflix people, and I think that's what people think now.
But they, like, I think Netflix, like, can't be got. Like, you can't go to them. They can only really come to you.
No way.
But they're opening an office somewhere in Europe or something.
Hollywood. I feel like regionally there should be stuff on Netflix.
I think that's the way it's going, though.
Yeah. You'll not be able to get it in America, but if you're logging in fucking Ireland, then you should be able to get, there should be some local shit. Like Hardy Bucks and all, you know, that's on it.
Is it? Oh, the film? I watched it on.
Yeah. So, I don't see why not. They should go in, say they went to, like, if it was Northern Ireland or anywhere, and there were just, like, Wales, and there was like, oh, this guy does fucking stuff online and whatever.
Yeah.
Let's make a Welsh fucking thing that only people in Wales will watch.
Yeah.
You know, and then eventually they'll leak it out. If it's funny enough, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
You know, if you're sitting here watching, like, you know, Trailer Park Boys, and you're from, what's the place, like Halifax or something?
Yeah, yeah.
If you're from actual that place, and you were like, oh, I'm from Northern Ireland, I watched Hardy, or fucking Trailer Park Boys, and they're like, what are you watching that shit for?
Yeah,
these
yeah,
fucking
yeah.
local assholes, and you're watching that the whole way over there.
Yeah,
but that happens with everything. You know what I mean? Like, I know Scottish people, and if you told them you watched, like, Still Game, they'd be like, why do you watch that fucking horseshit?
Yeah,
like?
Yeah.
Because it's their, like, local fucking bullshit. Same with, like, Get My Hairpiece or something. You know, people from other, well, I don't know if it goes anywhere else, but it's the same idea. Like,
I think, like, some, like, especially those when they did the Dry Your Eyes sketch show, I think those clips are nearly, like,
Dry Your Eyes was good,
way more popular than anything, because they're still shared so much. Like that
the terrorist guy in the plane,
that's so great. Yeah. Do you know what nearly the best thing about it is?
It's like, just a limping shirt. This man's trying to fucking hijack our plane.
Yeah. And the colour of the hair, I just think that's a great sketch. There's also a good Holy Lands one. You seen that? Where, like, they're interviewing. It's Marty McFadden.
I've seen it, yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
It was so funny at your wedding, and I only found out way later. I turned around in the morning, I was like, do you know the row we were sitting on? And I was like, you know Marty? And she's like, yeah. And I was like, you know the one beside him? And he's like, he's in Two Door Cinema Club. And she's like, are you fucking serious?
Nicest guy of all time.
She fucking loves them, like. And I was like, well.
He also, like, he also would never say. Like, if you say, like, what do you do as a job? He'd be like, oh, I'm a musician. You know, very, like, very vague about it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure he would forgive you for, like, not knowing his face.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
But yeah, like, sure, their songs are on the fucking Lavery's playlist and all.
Oh, we were in Pizza Punks, and I had quite literally just said the sentence, are you ever out? And one of your songs comes on, and I was like, and I was like, that's weird, like, isn't it? And then
song did they play? What was that bullshit there? your favorite song?
And then it was weird because one of my specials came out.
And we sat there.
Any students in?
I turned around. I did it such a joke to them. I was dishing out the banter. When you handed out the wee fucking flowers. The wee confetti. The confetti petals.
Yeah.
And they're like, if you would take your little thing and wait until you're outside before you throw them. And I turned around and I was like, fuck, I had them already. The row of three, they shit themselves. Banter, you know.
Yeah, there was some people throwing the confetti a bit too hard, you know. Some people really, like, bit of black in their eyes. Is it your camera flashing some blue in the top left?
No,
nope. That's alright.
Just that wee button.
It was.
That's fine. It's grand.
All right. You seen Bird Box?
Yeah,
it's good, isn't it? Well, that's alright.
It's alright. Yeah. I mean, I can't believe you got right to the end and then all you needed to do to avoid this shit was be blind.
Yeah.
You know, but
yeah.
Whatever. How sexy was that black guy, though?
Oh, fuck, yeah.
I was like, is he going to bang her? And she's pregnant.
Yeah.
I'm so tired right now.
Great, great guy. He was giving her the option as well. Yeah. He said, we don't have to. Like, we can wait.
That guy, when they get in the car to go to the supermarket, that's me parking everywhere.
Driving over people.
What do you think that is? Definitely not a human skull. It was all right. It was just when I got to the end, I was like, fuck off.
Yeah. Fuck the scariest right. bit was when they were going down the river on the boat and you could just hear a guy shouting,
yeah.
Look yeah. over here.
And then she fucking hacks him to death with a machete.
Sly.
Machete.
Sly. Like.
You got to. I would give up. I would just be like, ah, well, fuck this.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no way I would like spend that many years like not looking at stuff. I just look at it.
Your nerves will be fucking wrecked.
Yeah. My nerves are wrecked. Sandra Bullock. Why are you not looking? My nerves are wrecked.
Boy, girl, my nerves is wrecked. Could you just fucking not run about when
Sandra, more part of you. I can't fucking do this here. Alex.
I need to take a side mask off and wash it at some stage. It stinks. I've had it on for 5 years. For the tears.
Smells like a Hurt handbag, Paul.
Are you like, I haven't opened my eyes today. Is that my eye mask or is that a pair of knickers? It is knickers, then I thought it was chafing me.
Sandra, you can do it, love. Fuck this. Dead.
Just fucking winding each other up.
What time is it?
Ah, I got you.
You kill yourself, you dumb bitch.
Ah, oh, boys, dear.
Dear. Oh, we'll wrap this up.
Let's wrap it
up. Do a little piss and eat. I'm starving, bro. 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock. 5 o'clock somewhere. What's the phrase?
It's 5 o'clock. Alcoholic set.
It's 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock somewhere. It's 5, you know, and then they crack somewhere. Gin open at 10 in the morning.
Yeah. Who doesn't? I'm alright.
When we were on honeymoon in the fucking resort, there's absolutely zero.
There's more than one resort, dude. Don't say it like that.
Mexico, you know, the Mexican resort.
The resort.
But like, there was absolutely no cap on when you started drinking. So you'd literally be nice. Like, well, it's 10 past 10 somewhere. Yeah, and having a fucking mimosa with your breakfast.
We did the. I don't know where I got it from, but I was like, it's Christmas, and she's like, it's not. And I said, let's do the 10 pubs of Rome. And we went around 10 pubs. We didn't do that many pubs, but we did a couple of drinks in one place and then walked back to the hotel.
Oh, Flaherty's fucking ale house.
Well, there was some Irish bars, which was cool. And walked back a wee bit like, oh, feeling a wee bit. And there was a very cultured. There was a Hard Rock Cafe right beside where we were staying in the middle of like ancient Rome.
Swag.
And I was like, let's call in for a cocktail. And then I found out that if you bought the larger cocktails, you got to keep the glass. Came home with about 6 of them. We don't know how we got back to the hotel.
Rode off.
Chances are a man carried me.
Yeah.
I have no idea how I got back, but it was great.
Fucking smashed. Paint me white and I'm a statue. Just pissing like one of them.
I must check it out.
Michelangelo, paint that.
Paint my dick.
You can buy... I'll send you a link. You can buy a pair of MMA shorts that are the midsection of the Statue of David. So it's like, nice. It's got the wee dick on it.
Yeah. Class. The balls are bigger than the dick in that.
Yeah, got a long set of balls.
Michelangelo banter merchant, like, yeah. Mugging boys off.
I think it was...
You're not going to give me a wee dick, Michael, are you?
I think it was like frowned upon / obscene. If you had a big dick, yeah.
Oh, sly.
Because I think...
I'd have been persecuted in Rome.
Honestly, I heard this on something that they were like, all the fucking slaves they had were like black dudes from somewhere else, and they'd have the hog on them. So they were like, we're not like these guys, you fucking big dick loser.
Okay.
Boo, we're over here with our fucking sophisticated wee dicks.
And then the Romans went to a different country and they were like, guys, who likes wee dicks? And everyone's like, nah, man, it's not cool.
His balls are very long.
Yeah.
Put some fucking briefs on, sir. You're getting it in the fucking gnocchi.
Gnocchi.
All right, gnocchi, mate.
Shanto, if you cook that gnocchi. Shanto and gnocchi for a plenty of lads. Can we call this podcast Shanto and gnocchi? Shanto and gnocchi sounds like a guy bought in Football Manager.
Yeah, transfer season.
An Egyptian
who'd you buy?
Striker.
Shanto and gnocchi.
The Nigerian hitman.
Yeah, the only blind footballer in the world. Shanto and gnocchi. He's got bells on his boots.
World Cup transfer stickers. Double of Shinto and Yuki.
Is it a fucking shiny or what is that what they used to call it?
Shiny, yep. I was doing them last year.
You'd fucking bankrupt your parents. You go in that fucking news agents and you clean them out.
And then I did it at the end. I was like, this doesn't get me anywhere. I can't do anything with this half completed album.
Yeah, fucking waste of time.
Yeah.
Fucking shinies, man.
Anyway. And did you ever do that when you were a kid and you just kept buying it?
Yep.
And you'd be like, okay, what am I going to do with 17...
Janinius.
Cleansmans, yeah. Or something, you know,
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah.
Bullshit.
Well, there was a convention at King's Hall where you could ram by Merlin themselves. Merlin himself was there with a wand, giving boys stickers by magic, and there was a big queue for it. It was sort of shit, like you shouldn't have been able to do it. You could write down all the stickers you still needed and you could swap them for any ones you had.
Yeah.
And I was like really excited to queue up for it with a few of my pals and our parents. And Corian were giving away free cheese. Corian Cheese was dishing out free packs of cheese. And I boked in the queue and had to be taken home. Unrelated to the cheese. I think it was the excitement.
And that was this year?
Yeah.
Do you have any fucking dairy free cheese for the wee man? Gluten free.
No, are these meat? Premier League stickers dairy and gluten free? So, because I'll be licking the back of them and stick them in.
I have to go.
All right.
Let's wrap this up. Cheers for being on the podcast. Well, I mean, we'll do separate intros. Yeah. Thanks to my guests today, Shane Todd. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you very much to my first guest on the Shane Todd cast, Colin Geddes.
Yep. Loved it.
Cheers.
Loved it, mate. See you later.